Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26. So the context here is that we're in the book of Matthew, and Jesus is about to restore a girl to life. And so let's pick up here in verse 18. It says, "And while he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshiped him," that is Jesus, "saying, 'My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live.' So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples." And now we'll skip to verse 23. "When Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing, he said to them, 'Make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping.' And they ridiculed him. But when the crowd was put aside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went out into all that land." And so I have just a couple questions. Would you and I be the one to ridicule him? Or would we be the ruler that had the faith to seek Jesus out and ask for help? So you see, I found myself asking this question this morning and just being amazed at the ruler's faith to go and seek Jesus out. And here she's dead, but he asks for help. He humbles himself. He recognizes that he can't solve this problem. There's nothing he can do. And he asks for help. But others respond by ridiculing him and laughing. How could you possibly, bring her back to life? She's dead. She's not asleep. She's dead. But Jesus, being capable of doing anything, the creator of life, is able to step into our challenges, step into our helpless situations, and is able to do exceedingly above and beyond what we could ever ask or think if we have the faith. And there was even, here in the middle of these verses, I took it out, but there was even a lady who came and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and Jesus said unto her, "Woman, thy faith has made thee whole." And so we've got to have faith. We've got to trust that he is who he said he is. And he said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll never abandon us. You know, it may not, our prayer may not be answered in the way that we want it to be answered, but Jesus is our ever-present help in time of need. He's the only one. And I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to you. I'm talking to all of us. He's the only one that we can depend on. But will we ask for help or will we mock him? Maybe not publicly, but inside, do we say, "Oh, what can Jesus do about this?" Do we rely on our own strength or do we recognize, "I need you. Oh God, how I need you." Father, I pray that you would help us to trust you, to trust and obey, to believe that you are who you said you are, that you'll be there for us, that you'll be there when we need you, when we call upon your name. Father God, I pray you'd help me, help my family to trust you and reach out and ask you to be with us, to ask for your help and depend upon you. We pray this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com, where you'll find this plus other resources. And now let's go out and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day as we go forth and trust Jesus with all of our problems because he's more than capable. God bless.